Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, Kyler Davenport here on Alternative Public Radio International, streaming live with blogtalkradio.com tonight. Glad to be on. It is a rainy second, 14-2016 at 7:01 p.m. here in the Great Northwest. Sitting here scanning my clueless Facebook page, looking at many of my friends who are leaving Facebook, going to be getting away from Facebook due to many, many different reasons. One being it's the most dangerous platform in the known universe. Number two, it's just dumb. It's just really stupid. It's really silly. I mean, to look at all of the things that are going on in the world, and then to look at what some folks post on Facebook, it just doesn't make any real sense whatsoever. I'm sitting here looking at some posts that are coming in. I got a lot of hits on my squid post, my squid that's being killed alive and having its guts ripped out and chopped up and put on a plate to eat as sushi. Kind of an interesting, kind of a gross but very interesting post. Many people are saying it's cruel, it's cruel, it's so cruel to do this to a squid, but we do it to cows and horses and pigs and chickens every day. Billions and billions, these slaughterhouses are unbelievably horrible. If you want to see something terrible, just go to a slaughterhouse. If you think chopping up a live squid is bad. Came on the idea tonight. I'm listening to these dumb producers in the studio, and I can't think. They're trying to tell me how to run my show, and I may just hang up. So, you know, that might be the thing I need to do, is just hang up, because they seem to be able to run the show better than I do. How would you like to run the show tonight, producers? Any of you would like to come on air? Would you like to come on air and run the show? Oh, I see. No, all of a sudden we don't have any takers. There they are, cutting the squid's little tentacles off and putting them on the plate, and they're all wiggling around there on the plate along with a long body. And now they're scraping the skin down and putting it on there. This is a big deal all over the Middle East, all over Asia. Wow, amazing. Came on tonight to talk about relationships. And damn, what a complicated subject that is. I almost didn't come on tonight. I almost changed the subject from relationships tonight. And after my producers, even having a relationship with producers, it just makes you want to pull your fucking hair out. So, you know, it's really... My show tonight will definitely tell you why not to have a relationship. I'll tell you that. Our culture is just not set up for the kind of relationships that people are trying to have. It's simply just not. Our bodies, our minds are not set up for it. We have somehow gotten way, way, way off track. I don't know where it happened. 13,000 years ago, maybe, it happened. But we were not always like this. The divorce rate will prove everything that I'm saying tonight. The divorce rate here in the United States will prove every terrible thing that I say tonight about relationships. And you can just hang up now if you don't want to hear it. That's fine with me. Go ahead and hang up. I've got enough listeners where I can lose three or four and it won't make a whole lot of difference. You know what I mean? But people are not ready for relationships. People are not set up for relationships. People are not trained. They're not bonded into the tribe to have a relationship. I don't know if there's even a bond into the tribe that could be had to have a relationship. Honestly, to tell you the truth, I don't even know if we're supposed to be having relationships. I honestly do not think that we are supposed to be having the kinds of relationships that people are trying to have today. The funny book. Yeah, it's a funny book, all right. The storybook kind of relationship, the traditional kind of relationship where people come together and have children and have a little house with a white picket fence and the dog and the swings in the backyard and the blow-up pool from Walmart. I think all that's just bullshit. I think it's all just complete bullshit. And I think some people are able to pull it off, you know. They may be a little retarded. Maybe it helps to be a little retarded when you're having a relationship. Some people are able to pull it off, but most are not able to pull it off. Most do not want to pull it off. It may be ingrained in them. It may be somewhere down deep in their soul. It may be programmed into them. They may have been indoctrinated to a point where they believe that that's the thing to do, but it's not the thing to do. Folks, men were programmed. Men were built to spread that seed around here and there and everywhere. And women were made to take it, put it in the oven and bake it, and have a little baby. And, you know, we don't live in a village anymore. This is another big problem. We do not live in communities anymore, close-knit communities where mom and dad are there with the cousins and nieces and nephews and uncles and aunts. Did I say aunts? How proper. You know, we're not in a village anymore. We have these kids and they're thrown out onto the street on skateboards with their smartphones and we expect them to learn how to have sex and have relationships. It ain't gonna happen, folks. It simply ain't gonna happen and it ain't happening. It simply ain't happening. And we wonder, what's wrong with this society? What's wrong with people? Why is the divorce rate so high? Well, it's because we made it that way. It's because we are delusional. We are severely delusional, people. Church, man-made religion is another delusional kind of thing that perpetuates the traditional relationship. Perpetuates the traditional marriage and add a little bit of religion into that and add a little bit of prayer into that, and you've got a very poisonous situation. Yes, it does happen where people are successful. It does happen where people are successful. But those relationships are very far and few between. And if you ask people behind closed doors, are you truly happy? Are you truly happy? They would say, hell no, I'm not truly happy. I've met many, many, many women and many, many, probably more men who are unhappy in these kinds of relationships, these kinds of sterile, cookie-cutter kind of relationships. They're just happy. They're not being fulfilled. They're not doing what humans are supposed to do. Many of you, 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 and many of you might say, I don't, what are humans supposed to do? Well, it's the base. It's the base. It's the animal instinct. We are animals. We are supposed to act like animals. That's what we do. Look around you. Look at the real world. Look at what's going on in the real world, and you will see what humans do, and you will see who humans are, and you will see how humans act. Look at the real world, baby. Okay? Take a hard look at the mainstream news. Take a hard look at the international news. Take a hard look at the alternative news. Take a hard look at what's really going on around the world, the most chaotic, catastrophic, disastrous, nasty, perverted, rotten, filthy, stinking things, and you will see what human beings are made to do. Now, I know many of you are saying right now, well, I'm just going to hang up on this guy because he's crazy and he doesn't know what he's talking about and he's not being very godly and he's not being very religious and he's not being very spiritual and he's not making any sense. But yes, I am. You've just been indoctrinated not to believe the truth. You have been indoctrinated not to know or believe the truth in what humanity really is and what humanity really does and how we are really cut out of the mold and what we are supposed to be doing or how we're supposed to be acting. If you just throw all of that programming and indoctrination out the window and try your best to start all over by taking a fresh look at everything, you will see that we are animals. We are nasty, rotten, filthy, dirty, perverted, stinking animals. Well, there goes a hang-up or two. I can see it coming. You just do not want to hear the truth. Look at the divorce rate and tell me what's wrong. Look at the juvenile delinquency rate and tell me what's wrong. Look at the way adults are being incarcerated, both men and women and children, and tell me what is wrong. You tell me what is wrong. My email is dkiler, that's D-K-I-L-E-R, 2010, at gmail.com. You tell me what's wrong. You tell me what's wrong with this situation. What's wrong with this picture? How hard is it to get this? I personally do not believe that people were meant to have these traditional relationships. I believe that people were made to spread that seed around. I believe that people were not made to be monogamous. I believe that people were made to be with other people. I do not believe, especially for men, that they were meant to be with one woman. And I have a lot of people backing me up around the world, a lot of people much smarter than I am backing me up around the world. And the divorce rate backs me up. All you have to do is take a glance at the divorce rate, and you say something is wrong with this picture. Many of you say, well, there's not God in the relationship. That's the problem. No, that's not the problem whatsoever. That is not the problem. Matter of fact, that probably makes it worse because then you feel guilty about getting out of the relationship. You feel guilty about getting a divorce. You feel guilty about having thoughts of having sex with someone else. You feel guilty about masturbation. You feel guilty about this. You feel guilty about that. So religion may be one of the main problems in all of this. It's a very big possibility that religious people in religious circles are going through some kind of mental agony that the rest of us aren't having to suffer. If you know what I mean. They may be going through something that we cannot even fathom. They may be having to put on, you know, the act, put on the face, you know, these pseudo-religious people. They're trapped by the rest of the family. They're trapped you know, they've been expected to be a certain way. They've been expected to do a certain thing. They've been expected to act in a certain way. And they're just so deep in the shit, they can't get out of it. So they have to put on, they have to pretend like they are enjoying it. They have to pretend like the relationship is okay. And in the meantime, many of them are homosexual. Many of them are drug addicts. Many of them are closet alcoholics. You know, many of them have gambling problems. Many of them are just really sick. And this whole thing is sick. Talking about it makes me sick. To think that someone would have to live their life that way. What about me? Well, I've had rocky road relationships. I've learned over 59 years not to have a relationship. Not to have a relationship. It's okay to have a best friend hanging around if you can pull that off. If you can pull that off. And you might have some of the things that go with a relationship that go with that. You might have something surface that appear that you're having a relationship. But you're really not having a relationship. I mean, you're not tied down. Men don't like to be tied down. Men do not like to be tied down. And women love to tie men down, tie them up. And many men like to tie women up and tie them down. Many, many men like to abuse women, tie them up to a point, hold them down to a point where they can't do anything. They can't call a girlfriend. They can't call a male friend. They can't call a work partner. They can't go to the store. They can't go shopping. They can't go anywhere. They can't have a cell phone. It's like being in prison. No, it's worse than being in prison. It's worse than being in prison. And there are many women that are the same way or worse with men. You notice I said or worse because I'm a man, right? Yeah, I'm not stupid. I heard myself. I'm very aware. I'm very aware of what I'm saying. There are many women that are bad like that. Also with men. Very, 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 very hyper jealous. Very hyper jealous. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is a sickness. It is a sickness. I guess you heard me light my cigarette, didn't you? Oh yeah. That's good. Yeah, still smoking. Still smoking. If my doctor's listening, I guess he caught me. I told him I was quitting, of course, you know. Yeah. Yeah, humans lie. Yeah, I'm quitting. Oh, yeah, I'm down to about 5 cigarettes a day. Liar. Liar, pants on fire. So what are we supposed to do with these relationships? What are we supposed to do? How are we going to solve this thing? How in the world possibly solve this thing when we have so many other problems we can't solve? Well, I guess you can listen to my voice and you can tell that I've had some experience with relationship. And some of you are going to say, oh, well, he's had bad experiences with relationships. No, I've had some great experiences with relationships, but I've learned a lot over the years and years and years. I've learned to be a realist. I'm very realistic in the way I think about relationships, and this is one area that I could be considered an expert in, if anybody could, is relationships. And I'll tell you two things that kill a relationship: money and jealousy. Not having enough money or having too much money. Can you believe it that you could actually have too much money? Yes, you can have too much money. Money can cause a problem on either side of the fence, having too much or having too little. And jealousy, my friends. The woman's jealous of the man. The man's jealous of the woman. They're jealous of each other. not a minute's peace do they have because of jealousy. And I will admit there are some women out there, oh my God, that I would, yeah, I would, wow. Yeah, I could see how you could be jealous, mister. Wow. I could see. I can't speak for women, okay? I can't speak for women, but I can speak for men. There are some women out there that you would just want to keep them chained to the bedpost all day long. Not let them go anywhere. Not let them do anything. Not let their smell be smelt or their presence be noticed. Because you know men are going to be undressing them in public. Everywhere they go, men are going to be undressing them. Every second of every minute of every hour, men are going to be undressing them. Everywhere you go. Some guys might be proud of that. Some guys might think, wow, that's cool to have a woman like that. I don't know. It would be cool, but it would be scary. It would be tense. It would be shocking. Someone knocking on my door here. I'm unplugged. I'll go ahead and take that call, see who it is. Maybe it's a hacker. Yeah, you're live with Kyler Davenport. Go ahead.
Are you talking to me or? Hello?
Yeah, is that Rebecca?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure. Oh, God. I mean, I've been through so much damn shit again.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rebecca. What's your question tonight about the subject we're speaking on?
Actually, I just tuned into the radio show, so I have no idea what you were saying.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna put you on hold and keep listening. Okay. I'm gonna put you on hold.
Okay.
Keep listening to the show. I'm gonna put you on hold. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a girl like that, gentlemen, I feel for you. I mean, wow, yeah, it's great in bed. Oh, wow, it's great when you get up in the morning. It's great when you go to bed at night. It's great when you take a shower. It's great when you go to work. It's great when you come home. It's great. It's great. It's great. But, man, I don't know if I would want that stress anymore. And I have had women like that. And it's like being with Madonna every hour of the day. It's like being with Marilyn Monroe every step of the way. And it's really a stressful situation just knowing that men are undressing her everywhere you go, even to church. They're undressing her. And I'm sure that it's the same way with men. Women undressing men everywhere you ladies go, I'm sure that gets to be stressful after a while. I'm sure that can be stressful. Unless you're just completely retarded or you're just completely aloof and you just don't really care, you just don't really, you know, give a shit. I'm sure it can be stressful on both parties. But back to the programming and indoctrination. I believe that we live in the Matrix. Most of you know what the Matrix is. Most of you understand what the Matrix is all about. Most of you saw the movie, The Matrix. I believe that we live in a Matrix. In the Matrix. In a Matrix. And I really don't think it makes a shit as to what happens in this Matrix. Yep, there we go. A couple of hang-ups, I'm sure. I don't care. I really do not think that it makes a shit what happens to us in the Matrix. We are here in this place, in this space, in this time, with this capacity and this ability and this consciousness and this being, and so be it. It is what it is. It is what it is. We are the ones that put the labels on things. We are the ones that define our reality. We are the ones that create our reality. There is a consciousness and a subconsciousness. There is a place that we all live. There is a place that we all live, and that is the place of consciousness. There is a deep-seated consciousness we might call spirit that really doesn't care one way or the other what we do, as long as we're happy doing it, as long as it's a very pleasurable experience and we do not feel guilty about doing it. I really don't think it matters to the brain one way or another what we do. I don't even know if we are our brain. I don't even know if the brain is the mind. I'm not really sure about collective consciousness. So you see, we have a lot of areas that we're not really aware of what's going on there. We don't really have enough technology. We haven't studied enough to know how that part of the brain operates. We make a lot of things up. We make a lot of stories up about our life. We invent things. We invent ideas and emotions. We have ideas and emotions. We put labels, as I said a while ago, we put labels on things. A lot of men like to own property, like cattle, and women. A lot of women like to own property, like men and dogs and cats. We are not property, I don't think. We could be. It's a possibility. We treat each other like property. We definitely treat each other like property. Most people do. Look at the divorce rate again. Look at kids nowadays. Look at the way kids are being raised. Look at the juvenile delinquency rate. Look at the incarceration rate, the morality level, if you will. Look at where we're headed. Look at where our country's headed. There are so many stresses in today's world. There are so many things to be upset about, nervous about, depressed about, down and out about. This affects our relationships. All of these stresses that we've created and brought upon ourselves affects our relationship and infects our relationships. Trying to play catch-up all the time. Not the catch-up that you eat, but playing catch-up all the time, trying to find enough fiat currency or digital currency to pay the bills. The mortgage has to be paid. The rent has to be paid. The lease has to be paid. The water, the gas, the electricity, the insurance, all of these other things have to be paid. Food has to be put on the table. The children have to be taken care of. And as I said earlier, we do not live in a village anymore. So it's left up to the individuals, the mother and the father, to take care of all that, sometimes without extended family or friends. And this can become very burdensome. This can become catastrophic, disastrous. It's like being in the penitentiary, some women have told me. Having children without extended family and friends is like being in the penitentiary. Many women have told me they'd rather be in the penitentiary. Many men have told me they'd rather be in the penitentiary. That's right. Than to be trying to play catch up. Trying to live in this little box that we've been pushed into in this culture, in this place, in this space. It's very depressing. Many people are just barely making it. And as I said before, we do not live in a village, so people are not able to dig gardens, they're not able to plant trees, they're not able to dig a well, they're not able to have a garden, they're not able to be self-sufficient. They have to go to the store to buy things. They don't go out in the yard and pick it up. You can't just go kill a chicken like we used to back in the day. You can't just go kill a calf and have plenty of meat in the freezer like we used to. You can't just go kill a hog and make your sausage at the barn like we used to. You have to go to the store like an idiot and buy your stuff. This presents a problem. People are not very creative in that way. People are not able to live off the grid. People are not able to make it on their own without doing it the way that we've been programmed and indoctrinated to do it today. So everybody's trapped in this situation. Everyone is trapped in this situation. Using that word trapped in itself is nerve-wracking. It's not very good to feel trapped in a relationship. It's not very good to feel trapped in a society or a community or a town or a city or a municipality or a country. It's not good to feel trapped and stressed out all the time. And that's the way most people feel all the time, is stressed out. And stress leads to bad health. Bad health leads to sickness, and sickness leads to death. I'm talking about the children also. I'm talking about the kids also. Because they have to live in this situation with the adults. And so they're being trained and indoctrinated and programmed to do it just like mommy and daddy did. And this is a problem. This is a problem. It's an extended problem that will transfer itself to those children's children and on and on and on. We're building a time bomb. Things are getting worse by the generation. And all of these curses are being passed down to those that are coming forward out of the void. And this creates a really bad situation for everyone. You know, I recommend that people get to know each other for at least a year before they even say they're having a serious relationship. Yes, a year. 365 days, last time I looked. Get to know each other for at least a year before you make any kind of commitment to a serious friendship. Because things can change rapidly. Things can change overnight. As the wind blows, things can change. And you really can't get to know anyone very well unless you've been with them for at least a year. After a while, you start to see their bad habits. You start to see the real person. Because believe it or not, people can fake it for a long time. They can fake it for a long, long time if they want something bad enough. But I like to see all the goods up front. I'm one of those kind of guys that likes to open up the trunk and kick the tires. I like to see everything. before I make any kind of commitment to a friendship or anything else. I like to see it all. And that's really the only way to do it, folks. And I'll tell you the other part to this story is you want to make sure that you become friends and you want to make sure that you stay friends for the rest of your natural life. I do not believe in marriage. I do not believe in the word marriage. I do not believe in the legality of marriage. I do not believe in the sanctity of marriage. I do not believe in the tradition of marriage. When you get married, you're having an orgy with the state. I'll say it again. When you get married, you're having an orgy with the state. Comes your third party. The state is now intervening in your marriage. The state is now controlling your relationship. Just like when you have kids, when the mother signs the birth certificate over, she's signing the children over to the state. Hands down, she is signing the children over to the state as a ward of the state, as collateral on the debt here in the United States. Mother, father loses all rights by that birth certificate. They lose all rights to that child. So you're signing your kid away. That's probably the first worst mistake that you make is the birth certificate. The second worst mistake you make is vaccines. And the third worst mistake you make is letting the in-laws and outlaws run your marriage and raise your kids. And the fourth would be public school, so the kids can go get an indoctrination and grow up just like you did, all screwed up, and not know how to have a relationship. If you have parents who don't know how to have a relationship, then you're going to probably have kids that do not know how to have a relationship either. Monkey see, monkey do. Monkey see, monkey do. If you've got one of these situations where parents are screaming at their children all the time, you've got a problem. If you've got parents who believe in corporal punishment and they're screaming constantly, beating the child constantly, you got a problem. And this is the way that most people raise their kids. I was a strong, firm believer in corporal punishment. But I'm having second thoughts about it being of any use whatsoever. And there are many studies right now that are coming out to confirm what I'm thinking about corporal punishment. It doesn't do any good to beat your kids. Your kids are going to be kids no matter what. They need to be kids. The problem is the way we've created and structured this culture, kids are not able to be kids. They're not able to get out in the jungle and run around and jump in the water and ride the buffalo and ride the horse and climb the tree and go fishing and go hunting and go camping and go hiking. And they're not able to get out and burn that energy off. They're stuck in a room somewhere with a smartphone or a computer or both. In a television, and I believe this is toxic to kids. I believe this is severely toxic and abusive. The parents aren't aware of it, but it's abuse. It's child abuse. It's the worst kind of child abuse, actually. The worst kind of child abuse that America is committing these kids to a room, to a concrete jungle with a smartphone and a computer and a set of headphones. It's the worst crime we could possibly commit. And then we wonder why these kids grow up and have problems, commit crimes, get on alcohol and drugs, and are incarcerated. We wonder what we did wrong. I'm telling you right now what we're doing wrong. Can we change it? I really don't know. I really don't know if you can change something that has taken so long to perpetrate, to perpetuate, to indoctrinate. I really don't know if it's possible. We've built this concrete jungle. And what are you going to do? Rip your kids out of it? Take them some far off place? No, probably not. The kids will not know how to react to that. As a matter of fact, I have heard of parents doing this exact thing. And I've heard of the kids having a complete breakdown because they were taken out of their environment that they're used to being in, which is a very dysfunctional, sick, poison, perverted, rotten, stinking environment. But when the kids have been used to growing up this way in that environment, to rip them out of that environment and take them to a totally foreign environment is just as abusive. So we have to learn to work with what we've got. And that, my friends, is next to impossible. Working with what we've got with very few tools and very few resources, that's very, very difficult to do, especially, again, when you have these parents who did not know how to have a relationship. You have these parents that grew up latchkey kids. You had these parents that grew up in a different time or a different era. It's all the same. They're not going to understand the kids in most cases. They're not going to know how to break through to the kids. They're not going to know how to raise the kids. They're not going to know how to nurture these kids. So you've got a major problem. And this is why we have such a high incarceration rate for both kids and adults. Is because you have the blind leading the blind. The blind leading the blind. Terrible situation. Doesn't make for a very good time when this child is old enough to start forming a relationship where sex is involved. It doesn't make for a very good situation. So you have to really time to want to look at this type of situation. Parents, you have to want to take the time to listen to my voice and remember what I said about corporal punishment. Remember what I said about slapping kids and beating kids and knocking kids around, locking them up in their room. All of this shit doesn't work. It just makes them rebellious, and it makes them hate you, and it makes them to where they do not know what to do or how to act or react or interact with other people, and it just makes the situation worse. There is a better way, and that is talking these things out. Giving kids their space. Letting kids be kids. Letting them run into the brick wall. Letting them fail. Let them hit the brick wall. That's all you can do. That's all you can do. You can advise them. You can give them examples. You can tell them how your life went and worked out, so forth and so on. But you cannot control kids. You cannot control kids. And a man cannot control a woman, nor can a woman control a man. It's impossible. It's impossible. And if you've ever tried, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You cannot control another human being. You might be able to get by with it for a while, but it's not going to last very long. And you're not going to get what you really want out of that relationship if it's a controlling relationship. You've heard the old saying, treat it like a butterfly, open your hand and let it fly away if it comes back. Well, that's the way it is with relationships. To allow freedom, liberation, balance, love, nurturing, understanding. You have to allow the person to be the person they are. Everyone wants to control. Everyone has some issue with control. And don't let them tell you they do not, because they do. But we have to work ourselves through this. We have to talk ourselves through this. We have to talk ourselves out of this, if you will. Because when you try and control someone, you're not only hurting yourself and them, but you're hurting others around you. Those that are in the midst of your firestorm, if you will. Friends, extended family, coworkers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever you do rubs off on them. Whatever you do rubs off on them. Relationships need freedom and liberation to survive. They need freedom and liberation to be nurtured and to thrive. And if you're with somebody that you have to worry about all the time, then you should not be with that person anyway, unless that's the kind of relationship that you're having. And then you should be happy with it and keep your mouth shut. You cannot stop a woman from having affairs. You cannot stop a man from having affairs. You simply cannot do it. All the talk in the world will not do it. So why do you waste your time? If someone is prone to having an affair, they're going to have an affair. Simple as that. And they'll go to their grave lying to you. You got to let people do what people want to do. You got to let people be who people are, and that includes the kids. You got to understand, too, that you've created these monsters. The kids, you've created these monsters. They didn't just pop out of the womb that way. You created them. You helped to create them. And the school helped to create them. And their friends helped to create them. And society helped to create them. And the culture helped to create them. And the community helped to create them. And their friends are helping to create them. So you have to look at all of these very complex variables in order to get a clear picture of what we're looking at here and how we might go about dealing with it. I guess this means that you need some wisdom. Seek after wisdom, and she will find you. Seek after wisdom, and she will find you. I'd rather have an ounce of wisdom than a pound of knowledge. And so many people are lacking common sense in this common culture today, or this very uncommon culture, I should say, today. You know, young relationships have too many expectations. And I don't really even know where to go with that. When that starts, probably in parenting, kids having false expectations. They've heard all the stories about Leave It to Beaver, and they've heard all the stories about My Three Sons and Little House on the Prairie, and these things are kind of ingrained in us, in the traditional religious family, so forth and so on. And life, real life, is simply not that way at all. Simply not that way at all. This is not television, folks. This is real life. This is real life. Kids cannot be expected to know the difference sometimes when they grow up with television. They grow up with mainstream media, and they grow up with dysfunctional parents. They cannot expect to know the difference. And this is a shame. All I can say is this is a shame. There's really no way to correct this. I guess the bottom line is there's really no way to correct this unless you're really listening to my voice tonight on Alternative Public Radio International and you really take what I have to heart. And you say, you know, this guy might have something. I don't like his voice. I don't like his voice tone. I don't like the rhythm. But he may have something that I could possibly use to talk to my kid for a change. I could actually talk to my kid. How many times have you sit down and just sit on the curb with your kid and had a conversation? And let them run things. Let them be them. You're not trying to say, oh, you need to do it this way, and you need to do it that way, and this is the way I used to do it, and this is the way your dad used to do it, and this is the way your grandmother used to do it. Can you keep your mouth shut? Can you just let kids be kids? Most of your young kids are out here having oral sex, watching pornography, sexting, texting, uploading and downloading their body parts to their friends. Let them be who they are. Let them be who they are. You can't change it. You simply can't change it except by example. That's the only way that you can change it is by example. Monkey see, monkey do. Monkey see, monkey do. Monkey see. Okay? You have to understand this. I was online with a very good friend of mine today. And my friend said, Kyler, you need to reach out to the 15, 16, 17-year-olds. He said, you need to find a way to reach this audience. They're the ones that are craving the information that you have to give, Kyler. And, wow, I thought, you know, that's really a cool idea. You know, how do you go about reaching those kids, though? See, that's the thing with the internet. You can't be specific, what we call psychodemographic stratification. I know that's a big word, but it's just simple, psychodemographic stratification. You can't do that without a lot of money. If I had a lot of money, I could target kids with blue pants on and green hair and an earring in the left ear. I could, you know, you could, with money, you could do anything through psychodemographic stratification. But without money, you can't. You just have to take a general audience. It's like you throw the cards up, and wherever they fall, that's where they fall without money. And believe it or not, we do have some young people that listen to this show, and they get a lot out of it. But I would like to have more young people listening to this show, and I would have more shows for young people. Not to say that it would be any more different than it would be for adults. Because many of you adults that are 35 act like you're 13. And many kids that are 15 act like they're 35. So, you know, go chew on that for a while. Go chew on that one for a while. But I tell you what, it's just one of those things that you have to really stop and think about. And I mean, you really have to think hard. I know that you grandparents out there have problems with your kids raising your grandkids. I know that's a big, big deal. In our society today. I know that in many cases the grandparents want to raise the kids and think they can raise them better than they're being raised. And this may be true to some great degree. And of course the parents do not want to give up rights to their kids. The parents do not want to give up rights to the grandparents. In many cases of abuse, the grandparents have to take the kids anyway. they're the first line of defense when parents lose custody. And, of course, now in many states in this once great republic, they're not letting the grandparents take the kids. They're giving them to foster parents. In many cases, they're completely ruling out any family member. So you might want to stop and think about those things. We hope that it doesn't ever get that far where your children are being taken away from you. That's what we hope to stop on this show. And I actually need to do more shows on this because there are so many families losing their children. There are so many families losing their children. Millions of families have lost their children. And this is something that we definitely need to talk about more on this show because it does affect relationships in a big way. When these kids are tied up in court and these kids are tied up in divorce and these kids are tied up in all of this wickedness and perversion and insanity, it definitely affects those children in a very negative way. So we need to be stopping and thinking about that. I'm working with a lot of groups now that are against CPS, that the witch hunt and so forth and so on. So anyway, we need to be thinking about all of these things. We really do. We really do need to be thinking about all of these people because I'm stammering because it's such an enormous problem. I mean, enormous problem, and it deserves a little stammering because I know that many of you live in your comfort zones and you're not really stopping to think about what's going on in the real world. And you really do need to stop and think about what's going on in the real world. Because your world is maybe your real world, but it's not the real world. There's a world outside of your world, and you need to stop and think about that world. Like we don't like to stop and think about cows being slaughtered alive, pigs being slaughtered alive, chickens and little baby chickens being thrown off in the grinder alive, but yet we eat eggs and we eat meat and we eat cheese and we still do all these things, but yet when it comes to talking about the slaughterhouses, we don't want to talk about it. So maybe we need to start having more conversations like this on alternative public radio, so that we can get to the bottom of some of these issues. And even if my voice helps one or two, that's all I'm here for. And this will be heard for centuries. This show will go on forever in the ether out there. And we have many, many people listening tonight from around the world. And I am Kyler Davenport on Alternative Public Radio International, streaming live and simulcasting with blogtalkradio.com. We do have our new 24-hour station up and running. We've got Ed Roman's music over there playing. We've got Billy Grima's music over there playing. We're going to be bringing in a lot of independent artists to fill those slots up over there. So I want you all to get ready for some great music this spring and summer. Winter is coming to an end here, I hope, in the great Northwest, and we will be looking forward to a really great spring and summer. We've got a lot of special events scheduled out for the spring and summer up here in the Northwest. Got some of our friends coming down, musicians, to play some great music and some great venues here in the Northwest, and that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be coming to you live at that time, 24-hour station. We are looking for hosts, co-hosts, and producers and admins for our many, many pages and platforms that we have. And we are also wanting to interview those who run the nonprofit organizations in the communities to see what they're doing and how they're doing it and how we might be able to do some of ours better here, because we work with a lot of nonprofits here in the Northwest also. So we'd like to kind of hook up with some of you guys and girls that are doing those kinds of things, executive directors, community outreach and critical outreach and peer support, and talk about how we might run some of our programs better here by sharing information and ideas with you. You all can find me over at Kyler Davenport. You can just Google me. You can find my page, Kyler Davenport, Bureau Chief, News Personality. You can find my Kyler D. Davenport page. And you can also find the Northwest Mental Health Connection over there on Facebook. And the Eagle's Nest, one of our groups that we've had for a long, long time. Somebody just joined today, and I need to get over there and talk to them and find out why they joined and where they came from. You got to be kind of careful nowadays who friends you, and got to be kind of careful who's stalking you out there on Facebook. So I know all of you are very familiar with that. We are going to be doing a lot more on this issue. We are going to be doing a lot talking about the kids, and we are going to be doing a lot talking about the adults and the relationships. We're going to go now and play a little music for your listening enjoyment. This is Kyler Davenport on Alternative Public Radio International. We'll be back with you in a moment.
I know the memories with you, 'cause you left a hole in my heart too deep to fill. But a drink or two, maybe three or four, for a while you're out of sight. It's a headache tomorrow or a heartache night. The sun goes down, the blues that rise, and the choice is black and white. I'm so low down and lonesome. Baby, I'm high as a kite. When you came waiting for me, it's a headache tomorrow or a heartache tonight. No matter which one you choose, you lose. But I know which one I'll take. When that sun comes up tomorrow, something's gonna ache. If I can take a pill to kill the pain, well, I know it'll be alright. It's a headache tomorrow or a heartache tonight. The sun goes down, the blues come around, and the choice is black and white. I'm so low down and lonesome. I'm inside the night. When you came waiting for losing, you know it's just not right. It's a headache tomorrow or a heartache tonight. Sun goes down, the blues come around, and the choice is black and white. So low down and lonesome, I'm high as a kite. When you came away for losing, you know it's just that guy. It's a headache. For a heartache night. at my name. Making my rounds all over town, putting out old flame. Well, everybody'd like to handle what I got, so I can cool them down in the snow and hot. I'm the fireman at my name. Last night they had a bear bone a mile or two down the road. Well, my buddy walked out and left his woman burning out of control. Hell, I was down there about an hour or so. With a little mouth to mouth, she was ready to go. I'm the fireman, that's my name. Call me the fireman, that's my name. Making my rounds all over town, putting out old flames. Well, everybody'd like to have what I've got, so I can cool them down in the cold and hot. I'm the fireman, that's my name. Yeah. Well, in a minute or less, I can be dressed as a kid. Well, it's 24 on and 24 off. When they get too hot, they just give me a call. I'm the fireman, that's my name. They call me the fireman, that's my name. Making my rounds all over town, putting out old flame. Well, everybody'd like to have what I got, so I can cool them down when it's cold
and hot. I'm the fireman. That's my name. Well, I'm glad we were muted. I tell you what, I was singing along with my song. That was me, Mr. Kyler Davenport, in studio in Dallas, Texas. That's my CD. Got another one coming out in the spring. I hope we can get into studio this spring. I really do hope we can. I'm going to try to do that and get another CD out. Those were my last two songs I did. One, Mickey Gilley there, and then George Strait, the fireman, cover songs there. And I've got some originals that I'm going to be doing that are coming out, as I said, if I can ever get into the studio. Again, it's like, wow, that was hard enough to get into the studio the first time and actually make that happen. You wouldn't believe what goes into, yes, you would if you're a musician, you know what goes into it, but getting into a studio and getting all of that work done and getting it finished product is not easy to do at all, I tell you, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to fulfill my promise to get these original songs done and put on a disc and bring it out to you all. We've been talking about relationships tonight, a subject that's very close to my heart. And I know that there are many of you out there suffering, hurting, depressed, mixed up. I know that there are many of you having breakups. And I heard a lot today, being Valentine's Day. I heard a lot of sorrow, a lot of suffering going on. And oddly enough, or not, I heard a lot of people are just so thankful to be by themselves and just to be without a relationship, without having to go through the headache and the heartache of trying to fake a relationship, trying to develop a relationship, trying to be in what we call a relationship. And I want to tell you, folks, before I get off air here tonight, I'm going to tell you, you don't have to get married. That's the state. That's the state. That's for lawyers and judges and counselors and CPS and divorce courts and all those other things. Just find a best friend and be a best friend and leave each other alone. You know, there's always going to be some possession. There's always going to be some control. There's always going to be some of those issues, but that's normal humanity, normal human nature. But on the most part, leave the hell each other alone. Leave each other alone. You got to give your mate space and you've got to let them be who they are, and how they are. And that's, if I could just give you that bit of advice tonight, that would be wonderful. Leave them the hell alone. it sounds kind of bad in a way, but it's really not when you stop and think about it. You know, so many people try to control their mate and dominate their mate, and that's just not the way to do it, folks. It's just not the way to do it. And I know for some of you, it's going to be rather impossible for you to, well, I'm here calling the county and everybody else on my phone I just sat on. That's really great. I'm sitting on the phone calling and dialing out to everybody in the world. But anyway, I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. I really do, on this great station, APRI. And thank Mary and Miss Heather Pound for bringing us together with Blog Talk Radio on this same channel, being able to stream live both Blog Talk Radio and APRI and several others I'm not even going to mention because I don't even really know how all of that works. And I'm a producer, believe it or not, but she does all of that. So that being said, I want to thank you all for tuning in, and I'll be back. I want to look at my calendar here without anybody blabbing to me, as they always do. I'll be back Tuesday night for sure, and that'll be on the 16th, and y'all can look forward to that. And I may pop on live, who knows, at any time, any night. So now that we have the 24-hour station, we have the luxury of doing that. So until next time, this is Davenport. Remember, whatever you vividly imagine, ardently desire, and enthusiastically act upon will come to pass. Y'all take care. Bye-bye.